Hello, listeners, and welcome to GSS episode 103 for Wednesday, February the 9th, 2011. Yes, I had to look up what day it was. We're using new recording software today, so hopefully we have seen the end of the little pops and other bollocks. If this episode is flawless, then you can thank the free recording software Audacity and tell my $300 Adobe package to go eat a big bag of phallic objects. Otherwise, in the more personal news of Steve's public gratuitous humiliation, it continues. Yes, I've done it again. Now, listeners may remember that I tend to make a dick of myself to celebrities. It's just a thing I do. I've freaked out Hugo Weaving. I've sent lyrics to the underground industrial god Patient Zero, and now, well, on my music show, I discovered a wonderful artist by the name of Pierjant Lobagris, an excellent guitarist from Spain. And after months of listening to and loving his music, I got in contact with him, and it was great. He didn't speak English, I didn't speak Spanish, you know, but we got the messages across, and it was all very cool. And then one day, I decided to be really clever and use the Google Translator to tell him how much I loved his version of Flight of the Bumblebee. Trouble was, that wasn't his song. Daniel Bautista played Flight of the Bumblebee, who is a completely different musician. Pierjant hasn't spoken to me since. Ah, well. Now, today's first story was put up by Shane in Adelaide, from Delano. A California man attending a cockfight has died after being stabbed in the leg by a bird that had a knife attached to its own limb. Ha! The Kern County coroner said 35-year-old Jose Luis Oja was declared dead at a hospital about 2 hours after he suffered the injury in neighboring Tulare County on January 30. An autopsy concluded Ochoa died of karma. I'll read that again. He died of an accidental sharp force injury to his right calf. Yeah. Sheriff spokesman Ray Pruitt said it's unclear if a delay in seeking medical attention contributed to Ochoa's death. Tulare officials are investigating, and no arrests were made at the cockfight. Cockfighting is illegal in the United States, as it should be everywhere in the world. It's barbaric and horrible and bah. There you go. I don't mind two sentient creatures getting into a ring and beating the shit out of each other, even if they've got weapons strapped to their wrists and, you know, if they know what they're doing and they get in there, that's absolutely fine. But doing it to dumb animals that don't know any better, I mean, you know, it's just pathetic. Anyway, speaking of pathetic, this one from Johnstown in Pennsylvania. Police say a Western Pennsylvania man stole a Jeep and robbed a bank a day after a judge let him out of jail where he'd been awaiting trial on charges of assaulting his girlfriend. This guy's a real charmer, huh? Upper Yoda police say 29-year-old Richard Brandon Johnson robbed the First Commonwealth Bank in Benns Creek shortly after it opened on Wednesday. He was arrested 2 hours later and also charged with stealing the Jeep in which police say they found clothes that Johnson wore during the robbery. He was sent to the Cambria County Prison because he was unable to post the $500,000 bond after his arraignment on Wednesday. Johnson refused to answer questions from reporters, but said, "Hi, Mom," as police led him to court. Yep. I think there's something a little wrong with this guy's brain. He doesn't appear to be firing on all cylinders. Anyway, on to our good friends up in England. A British town council says it has approved plans to use the heat from a crematorium to warm up the swimming pool next door. Ha! The local authority in Redditch, a town outside Birmingham in central England, says the move will cut energy waste. Work on a link between the town's crematorium and its new leisure centre will begin later this year following the council decision. A senior official from Unison, Britain's second biggest trade union, has called the plan sick, insulting, and insensitive. Really? That just sounds efficient to me. Oh, well. However, Redditch Borough Council leader Carol Gandy says correspondence showed that up to 9 in 10 locals were in favour of the idea. Up to 9 in 10. I love up to 9 in 10. Yeah, it could be 1 in 10, 2 in 10. It's up to 9 in 10. You know, quote, many respondents have in fact praised the council for being so innovative and for being willing to discuss the idea openly, she said. We have been careful to explain how the technology would work, that it is tried and trusted, and that the practice is quite common in parts of Europe and especially in Sweden. Yeah, there's some pretty practical guys up in Sweden. The heating scheme will be the first of its kind in Britain, and the council says the plan will save more than $22,500 a year. I think that's great. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, crematorium, I personally intend to be cremated, you know, if nothing else, just to make sure that, you know, I'm absolutely dead before I go into some sort of, you know, storage facility for corpses, you know. But I don't mind if the heat used to burn my body is also used to heat the pool next door. That's fine. That's fine. It's quite a comforting little thought, actually, that my burning corpse will warm the bodies of, you know, young folks, women next door. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. And now, some more criminal news today of a slightly odd nature. I have no doubt that this story has been all over the mainstream media, most likely. It's just the sort of thing that they pick up on. But there you go. In Seattle, authorities have made an arrest in a weekend convenience store robbery that a Seattle store owner found remarkable for the robber's politeness. Sergeant John Urquhart of the Kings County Sheriff's Office said officers quickly identified a suspect from tips received after surveillance video on Saturday's robbery went viral. Yeah, the man is seen in the video telling White Center Shell Station owner John Henry, "I'm robbing you, sir." He takes $300, apologizing and saying he has bills to pay and children to feed. If he ever gets back on his feet, he tells Henry, he'll pay the money back. Urquhart did not identify the 65-year-old man arrested Monday at a residence near the robbery site. The suspect has convictions for armed robbery and forgery. Yeah, and it is a, you know, quite an interesting video, and you see the guy, he is very polite and going up there, but there's a couple of points in this that I can't ignore. The first is that he has prior convictions for armed robbery, right? And have you heard about the polite robber before? No, me neither. So probably the other robberies weren't quite so polite. And the second fact that I have trouble ignoring is that he does have a small, cold, hard, black gun in his right hand that does not waver from the belly of the shopkeep for the whole period of this polite exchange. Yeah. Anyway, two men charged with driving while intoxicated had their charges dropped after police arrested them for riding a horse and a mule down a crowded street in downtown Austin, Texas. Yeah. Jose Rios, 33, and Samuel Olivo Jr., 48, were caught riding a horse and mule on a busy city street. The two were coaxing passers-by to take pictures and pet their horse and mule. Police said the two were impeding traffic and could have caused an accident. Well, they have to find something to charge them for. It can't just be being drunk and having fun and entertaining people, can it? No. Officers conducted a field sobriety test on the two and then charged them with driving while intoxicated. Those charges were later dropped, yay, for both Mr. Rios and Mr. Olivio, because the legal definition of a motor vehicle in relation to DWI charges is too vague. But motor vehicle... when is a horse a motor vehicle? It is, you know, I'll be gone. It's an internal combustion engine only in the gastric sense of the term. Yeah. Anyway, officers had to transfer the horse and mule to a nearby animal center until they could get better accommodation at Elgin Animal Hospital, about 42 kilometers from Austin. There you go. Now, we've had quite a few criminal stories today, but this last one is absolutely awesome. An angry grandmother has used her handbag to fight off a gang of sledgehammer-wielding robbers who were attempting to raid a jeweler's shop in a British town. The woman, in her 70s, was captured on video running across a road to confront the crash-helmeted gang. Wielding her handbag, she hit three of the six robbers, and one fell off his moped as he tried to make his escape during the bombing. botched raid in Northampton, central England. Eyewitness Sarah Jane Brown says the woman was amazing. Quote, "We were terrified, but she ran down the road with her handbag in the air, roaring battle cries, hoiking her skirt above her head to wave her..." No, sorry, that wasn't true. "She did not seem scared," she told the Daily Mirror newspaper. The gang had been foiled when staff in the shop activated metal shutters to protect the windows. 5 men have been arrested. The woman's identity has not been revealed. But of course the woman's identity has not been revealed. You do not reveal the secret identity of superheroes. Has no one seen Supergran, the old Scottish kids TV series? I will fix this. All right, so that is your lot for today. You can find all our previous episodes and video treats, as well as get in contact with us on our home website, onlineradioaustralia.com. And in case you haven't seen Supergran, today's video treat is in honour of our last story, the theme song from the old 80s kids show Supergran, performed by Billy Connolly. It was a great show. I used to love it. It's truly horrible. If you want to see some of the worst special effects ever to come out of 1982, check out this video. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch you Friday.